If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Right, earlier this week, we heard about the IMF. And of course, the spring meetings are underway. And the IMF talking about growth forecasts for most countries across the globe. And the IMF specifically warning that most countries will report lower growth on the back of what's happening with US tariffs. It will significantly weigh on the global economy as well. So for South Africa in particular, a 0.5 or rather a 5% cut in growth for 2025 for this year. And the global economy also expected to be lower. And also the IMF really worried about debt levels in South Africa, saying that it could reach 88% of GDP by 2030. That's around the corner. And we already have debt levels sitting at 75% of GDP. And considering what's happening at the moment, with the VAT hike being removed, the finance minister did say initially when he delivered the budget on the 12th of March that they don't want to go back to borrow any more money. Of course, you know, we still are in junk status. It's high risk, which means that we pay so much more. But in order to maintain fiscal discipline, we need to bring these debt levels down. But this is very concerning on how these tariffs are going to affect us. I'm now joined by Professor Yanni Rousseau of WITS to talk us through this latest IMF growth forecast coming through. A very good evening to you, Prof.
Good evening, and good evening to the listeners.
Thanks for joining me. Looking at this IMF report, and it's really centered around the concerns and the forecasting around what's going to happen with this U.S. tariffs.
No, indeed, this forecast of the IMF is most disconcerting, especially their warning about the level of government debt. And with the announcement of this morning that the VAT rate will not be increased, the level of government debt might increase even further. So that concern of the IMF might be even more pronounced by today that compared to the time when they made the forecast. I must hasten to add on this VAT cancellation that this is really not the way to manage an economy. The ANC is really letting South Africa down here. You cannot run an economy in this way. You cannot expect businesses to invest under such circumstances.
So we're seeing this debacle unfold now. This would be the third time that the finance minister is taking this budget to a parliament. It really puts a big question mark on the credibility of the Treasury. This, though, is not the first time that the IMF has warned. It is the second time that it's cut its forecast, growth forecast for South Africa, but it's not the first time that it's warned that you need to get your house in order. What kind of structural reforms do we need to put in place urgently to ensure that we can get back on track?
Well, obviously, the ANC has no plan to grow this economy, and we desperately need economic growth to get our unemployment problem under control. So what we need is policy certainty. We need less regulation in this economy, and we need a business-friendly environment. And we do not get that from the ANC as the biggest party in the government of national unity. And if anything, after this cancellation of the VAT increase, there's even less policy certainty in South Africa. So how on earth confidence will be restored in our economy after this cancellation of the VAT increase, I have no idea. So this will impact very negatively on the growth forecast, and the IMF might downgrade it even further in the near future. We will have to see what happens.
Talking of the ANC, do you think that what's happened now with VAT, it being recalled, do you think that the ANC has received a wake-up call to, you know, to say that we are not in this alone any longer? We are now part of a government national unity, and we do need to work with our partners before we go out with something like a budget.
Yeah, I can only hope that the ANC receives the wake-up call, and I can only hope that President Ramaphosa personally receives the wake-up call. He's been asleep at the steering wheel for too long in South Africa. It is time for the president to wake up and to understand that it is important for the South African economy to grow in the interest of job creation and South Africa's people. So I can only hope that this is the wake-up call that we've all been hoping for.
The IMF forecasting a 0.5% drop in growth for this year. That would bring us to just 1%.
I must make the point that our economic growth has been lower than our population growth for more than a decade, which means on a per capita basis, the South African population is getting poorer.
I was just, adding to that, we've been hovering at this 1% for years now. And in order to address some of the challenges that we face, like unemployment, as you said, we need to be growing at least 3 to 4%. How then do we actually get to that point if we are staggering along at this 1% growth?
Well, you admit that what you've been doing for the last decade has obviously not been working because you've been staggering along at this low growth rate. So you have to admit that you need to do something else, need to do something differently. And this ANC is trying to do more of the same all the time. And clearly it is not working, and we don't see that admission from the ANC.
The IMF very concerned about tariffs, not only for South Africa, but for most countries across the globe. It's even slashed its the growth forecast for the global economy by 0.5% as well. This is going to be concerning, and it also raises concerns around recession.
Yeah, indeed, there is a risk of recession. And remember, with tariffs, there are actually no winners. There might be a bit of extra government revenue, but as a result of tariffs, prices increase, and higher prices can feed into inflation. And one of the big concerns, of course, internationally, is the concern about higher inflation as a result of the tariffs.
Well, do you think that there would be some, I mean, considering that Trump changes his mind, from day to day, this unpredictability in U.S. trade policy, of course, remains a huge risk. Is there any chance of this settling down? Do we forecast that once it settles down, we could get back to normal or some sort of normality?
It would be a very brave person to make any prediction on the next step of Mr. Trump. It's even braver to try and predict the next step of Mr. Trump than to try and predict what the South African government will do in respect of the VAT rate. So it's difficult for me to speculate on what Mr. Trump will do next.
The Reserve Bank, our Reserve Bank, has been doing a scenario planning around some of these threats, scenario planning on the tariffs and scenario planning around the possible loss of AGOA, which we should know by September this year. But they're expecting, well, around their scenario planning, they forecast a 0.7% drop in growth. Considering that they're doing scenario planning means that, you know, there's some thought going into it. If we had to put some thought into really stimulating growth, what can we do most urgently to lift this economy? What do we need to change, really?
Well, obviously, as I've said, what we're doing doesn't work, so we need a new plan. Clearly, over-regulation does not work. Policy uncertainty does not work. More government control, for instance, by means of national health insurance, etc., those things do not work. So what we need is less government involvement, more policy certainty to the private sector. To give you one example, for the private sector to prepare for this VAT increase, the cost was probably 1 billion rands. to this economy that could have been put to good use, but is now suddenly wasted expenditure because the VAT is not going ahead. You now expect businesses to have confidence to respond to the government after they've just wasted R1 billion because the ANC can't make up its mind. Get serious if you want the economy to grow. This is a case study how not to do it.
And this is the scary part, because investors looking in are wondering what's happening. Why can't you? There is no certainty coming through here, and you're giving us very little confidence.
Yeah, indeed, you're quite right. If I was a foreign investor, I would just laugh at South Africa and walk away. There's no reason why I should really go into South Africa to deal with a government that can't make up its mind. And as I've said, businesses probably just wasted R1 billion in preparing for that increase that's not happening. It is shockingly inappropriate of the ANC to treat business in this way and then expect business to invest in this economy. We should really take the ANC to task for this policy mess. And by the way, I'm of the opinion that the Minister of Finance should do the right thing and just resign.
Prof, do you think that this could have been done differently? We could have avoided all of this if they just took a deeper look, or maybe listened to some quarters saying that there were other ways of doing this?
Well, it's obvious. Expenditure should be cut. Get rid of the 43 deputy ministers that have no jobs. Reduce the size of the cabinet. Start with spending cuts. Don't start with raising income because you have a problem. Start with spending cuts. I can think of many other examples. Just cut government expenditure if you don't have enough revenue. And we are not seeing that from the ANC coming either.
Professor, thank you so much for your time this evening. Professor Yanni Rousseau coming through to us to give us his insights from WITS.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.